Dreamscape presents Albert Einstein Was a Dope? By Dan Gutman. Narrated by Tyla Collier and Jesus E. Martinez.
Einstein is completely cuckoo.
J. Robert Oppenheimer, physicist and father of the atomic bomb.
Introduction. That's true, but... Hi, everybody. My name is Paige, and this is my brother, Turner. Say hello, Turner.
Hello. Hey, Paige, I know something you don't know about Albert Einstein.
I doubt it. I know a lot about Einstein.
But you don't know this.
Please excuse my brother. Turner and I have always been interested in famous people. We thought it would be cool to choose some celebrities and learn all about them. But we didn't want to learn regular, boring stuff about famous people that you can find anywhere. We want to learn about unusual stuff, odd stuff, strange stuff, funny stuff.
Yeah, the stuff you don't see in regular biographies. For instance, did you know that when Albert Einstein died, his brain and eyeballs were removed from his body?
Wait, what? How do you know that? I didn't come across that in my research. Details?
I'll tell you about it later.
Later? When? What chapter? I want to hear about Einstein's brain and eyeballs right now.
Sorry, not telling. That's what you get for thinking you're smarter than me.
Not fair. You're mean.
Be patient, sis. I think we should start this thing off by stating the obvious. Albert Einstein was a dope.
Turner, he was not.
It says it right on the cover of this book, so it must be true, right?
Don't believe everything you read in books, especially book covers.
But it's true. Einstein was a dummy.
Ouch!
You're nuts! He was maybe the smartest person in the world.
Oh, yeah? You want facts? When he was a toddler, Albert Einstein had problems learning how to talk. His parents were so worried that they took him to see a doctor.
So what? He eventually learned how to talk the normal way. That doesn't make him a dope.
Oh, yeah? His family maid called him the dopey one.
That's true, but he was at the top of his class in school.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?